it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's recipe of the day is for microwave frozen corn on the cob. It's funny, you know, these mini corn on the cobs, I've been buying them for years now from Iceland and they're just absolutely amazing. And George and Sophia absolutely love these. And what we've got is many years ago, before Sophia and George were even born, we went on holiday with Kyle to Disney World. And I'm terrible when it comes to going on holiday. I have to shop. I have to take mementos home with me. I turn into this crazy shopping addict when I'm on holiday, you know. You know, Dominic kind of rolls his eyes but kind of expects it at the same time. I don't spend that much on other things when I'm on holiday, but it's always little things I can take home. And I remember the look on his face when I'm trying to repack these suitcases to fit in all the crazy things that I bought from Disney World. You know, some of them were small, some of them were big. And then I joked to him that I was taking on board his comments about not being able to fit things in the suitcases. And I'd got from the Disney shop these gorgeous little corn on the cob holders. They were lovely with Mickey faces on them. And we've still got them now. And it's more than 10 years since we went there. And I just absolutely love them. And the kids get so excited when these come out when we're having corn on the cob. So when I normally do corn on the cob, I cook them in the air fryer. I can just throw them in the air fryer and they cook quite quick as well. I think it takes 12 minutes from frozen. And then I add a couple of extra minutes with the butter to make the butter lovely on them as well. But of course, I wanted to see, could they be quicker if you did them in the microwave? So I took the same quantity of frozen mini corn on the cobs. Of course, it includes salt and pepper and a little bit of butter, just like it does when we air fry them. And we wanted to see how it compared. So the main difference when you're microwaving them compared to the air fryer is that you're placing them into a Ziploc bag to cook. So place your frozen corn on the cob into a Ziploc bag. Add butter and seasoning. So unlike the air fryer, you're adding this from the beginning. And then add 1 tablespoon of water to the Ziploc bag and then seal it to make sure it's free of air. So essentially what you're doing when you're microwaving corn on the cob is you're steaming it using that small amount of water as a steamer. And then of course by sealing it, you're doing a proper steaming job. So give it a good shake and make sure that the water, seasoning and butter is well mixed around the corn. Place in the microwave, making sure that it's remained sealed as you don't want the butter leaking out or it failing to steam. Then microwave for 9 minutes or until piping hot. Then add corn holders and serve. And it's as simple as that. So like I said, 9 minutes to cook corn on the cob in the microwave. I mean, it's 15 minutes in the air fryer. So we have cut it down by 6 minutes there. And it's delicious and it's lovely. And it's just how we like our corn on the cob with the butter on. And if you head over to RecipeThis.com and search microwave corn, you can find our microwave frozen corn on the cob recipe there. And if you take a deep look at the photos on the actual recipe, the step-by-step photos, number 7, you can actually see my Mickey holders. And can you believe it? I've still got them now after all those years. This is amazing. You know, they come out, like I say, every time we have corn on the cob. So nice. And I just want to go back to Disney World to buy more things. Is that wrong? I should want to go to the ride, shouldn't I? But I'm not really yet. Fast rides kind of person. I'm more the merry-go-round kind of person. So of course, if you head on over, you can grab the recipe and it's just something simple you can do in a bag in the microwave. Now do head over to RecipeThis.com and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, which you'll find on our homepage of our website, because
once you get in, you will have access to this absolutely amazing microwave conversion chart for vegetables. It's just amazing. And I just love the design of it too.